Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive stock analysis of Abbott Laboratories, ticker symbol ABT. If you're an investor looking for long-term opportunities in the healthcare sector, or just curious about this powerhouse, you're in the right place. We're going to break down everything from financials to recent performance, valuation, and even a SWOT analysis to give you the full picture. So grab a coffee, hit that like button if you're excited, and let's get started. All right, before we jump into the numbers, let's set the stage. Abbott Laboratories is a global healthcare leader, and if you've been in the investing game for a while, you probably know this name. Based in North Chicago, Illinois, Abbott has been around since 1888. That's over a century of innovation. They operate in four main segments: medical devices, diagnostics, nutrition, and established pharmaceuticals. From life-changing devices like heart monitors to nutritional products like Ensure, Abbott's footprint is massive, with operations in over 160 countries and a workforce of 114,000 employees. Today, we're going to analyze whether this stock, currently trading at around $108.70 with a market cap of $189 billion, is worth your attention. Let's dig into Abbott's company profile. Founded in 1888 by Dr. Wallace C. Abbott, this company started as a small pharmaceutical business and has grown into a diversified healthcare giant. Under the leadership of CEO Robert Ford, Abbott focuses on improving lives through a wide range of products. Their medical devices segment includes cutting-edge technologies like the FreeStyle Libre for diabetes monitoring. Diagnostics covers testing solutions, including rapid tests that became critical during the pandemic. Nutrition offers products like Pedialyte and Glucerna, while established pharmaceuticals focuses on branded generics in emerging markets. With a beta of 0.72, Abbott is less volatile than the broader market, which could appeal to conservative investors. But let's see if the financials back up the story. Now let's talk revenue. For the full year 2024, Abbott reported total sales of $41.95 billion, a solid figure, though it reflects a slight dip compared to 2022's $43.65 billion, likely due to the post-pandemic normalization in diagnostics. Breaking it down by segment for 2024, medical devices led the charge with $18.99 billion, accounting for roughly 45% of total revenue. Diagnostics contributed $9.34 billion, nutrition brought in $8.41 billion, and established pharmaceuticals added $5.97 billion. Geographically, the United States remains their biggest market at $16.32 billion, while international markets like Germany, China, and India also play significant roles, with non-US revenue totaling $14.85 billion. What stands out here is the strength in medical devices. Products like the Tactiflex Duo Ablation Catheter, recently CE marked in Europe for treating atrial fibrillation, signal innovation-driven growth. However, the reliance on the U.S. market could be a double-edged sword if domestic healthcare policies tighten. Moving on to earnings, Abbott's Q4 2025 results just dropped, and the market reaction hasn't been great. They reported sales of $11.46 billion, up 4.4% year-over-year, but missing analyst expectations by about 3%. Adjusted EPS came in at $1.50, meeting estimates, while full-year adjusted EPS hit $5.15, up 10% from the prior year. This shows resilience, but the revenue miss is likely why shares took a hit post-earnings, as noted in recent news from Benzinga and Forbes. Key takeaways: growth in nutrition, especially adult brands like Ensure, and continued strength in medical devices are positives, but diagnostics is still normalizing after the COVID boom. Investors might be questioning whether Abbott can reignite top-line momentum in 2026. Let's peek at the Q4 2025 earnings call transcript highlights, courtesy of Seeking Alpha. Management emphasized their diversified portfolio as a buffer against segment-specific headwinds. CEO Robert Ford highlighted the strong uptake in medical devices, especially in international markets, and noted that new product launches are on track to drive growth. However, they acknowledged challenges in diagnostics due to lower testing demand and hinted at investments in R&D to bolster long-term innovation. The tone was cautiously optimistic. Management seems confident in their pipeline, but aware of near-term volatility. I think this balance of realism and forward thinking is something long-term investors should appreciate, though short-term traders might be wary of the uncertainty. All right, let's crunch some numbers from Abbott's financial statements. Looking at the income statement for 2025, revenue was $44.33 billion, up from $41.95 billion in 2024, with net income at $6.52 billion, down significantly from 2024's $13.40 billion, which likely included one-time gains. EPS for 2025 was $3.74, a drop from 7 and 6 cents in 2024. Gross profit margin stands at a healthy 55.5%, and net profit margin is 14.7%, showing decent profitability despite the income dip. On the balance sheet, as of 2024, Abbott holds $7.62 billion in cash and total assets of $81.41 billion against total liabilities of $33.51 billion. Their debt-to-equity ratio is a manageable 0.25, and the current ratio of 1.72 suggests good liquidity. Free cash flow for 2024 was $6.35 billion, down from $780 billion in 2022, but still robust at a yield of 3.7%. Return on equity, ROE, is 13.2%, and return on invested capital, ROIC, is 8.7%, both indicating efficient use of capital. Overall, the financials paint a picture of stability, though the drop in net income warrants a closer look at one-time factors versus operational trends. Now let's tackle valuation. At $108.77 per share, Abbott's trailing PE ratio is 28.76, which is below the industry average of 51.67 for medical devices, suggesting it's not overpriced relative to peers. The price-to-sales ratio is 4.22, again reasonable for a healthcare giant. Looking at forward PE estimates for 2026, it's projected at 18.68, dropping to 12.95 by 2030, indicating the market expects earnings growth to outpace the current price over time. Dividend yield is 2.23%, with an annual payout of $2.40 per share, and Abbott has a 102-year history of dividend increases alongside Medtronic, as noted by Fool.com. Enterprise value is $192.39 billion, reflecting a solid but not inflated valuation. Compared to sector performance, where healthcare has returned 37.77% over 5 years, Abbott's MITRE 14.16% over the same period raises eyebrows. Is this a value play or a sign of stagnation? I lean toward value, given the forward metrics, but growth needs to accelerate. Let's break down Abbott's SWOT: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Starting with strengths, Abbott's diversified portfolio across devices, diagnostics, and nutrition provides stability. When one segment lags, others often pick up the slack. Their financials are solid, with strong margins and consistent free cash flow. Weaknesses include the recent revenue miss in Q4 2025 and a heavy reliance on the U.S. market, which exposes them to regulatory risks. Opportunities are exciting. New products like the Tactiflex catheter and growth in emerging markets like India and China could drive future revenue. Plus, aging populations globally bode well for healthcare demand. Threats include post-COVID normalization in diagnostics, competitive pressures in medical devices, and potential economic slowdowns impacting healthcare spending. Overall, Abbott's strengths outweigh weaknesses, but they must navigate near-term challenges to capitalize on long-term trends. Looking at recent performance, Abbott's stock hasn't been inspiring. Over the past week, it's down 2.1%, over 1 month down 14.84%, and over the past year, a painful 17.3% decline. Compared to the healthcare sector's 37.77% five-year return, Abbott's 14.1% is a stark underperformance. On the chart, we see a consistent downtrend over the past 6 months, with a 17.12% drop. Short term, there's resistance around $110 and support near $105. If it breaks below, we could see more selling pressure. Long term, the stock's low beta of 0.72 suggests it's a safer haven during market turbulence, but the lack of upward momentum is concerning. For short-term traders, I'd watch for a bounce at support, but long-term investors might see this dip as a buying opportunity if fundamentals hold. Let's dive into intrinsic value analysis. We're using a discounted cash flow DCF model to estimate what Abbott is truly worth. Starting with free cash flow of $6.35 billion in 2024, will project growth at a conservative 5% annually for the next 5 years, reflecting their historical revenue growth and innovation pipeline. We'll use a discount rate of 7%, aligned with their low beta and sector risks, and a terminal growth rate of 2.5%. Factoring in their debt of $33.51 billion and cash of $7.62 billion, we adjust the enterprise value to equity value. This is a rough framework, but it helps us gauge if the current price of $108.77 is fair. After running the numbers, our DCF model suggests an intrinsic value of approximately $125 per share. Compared to the current price of $108.77, this indicates Abbott might be undervalued by about 15%. This aligns with the forward PE trends, showing room for growth. However, this assumes steady execution and no major disruptions in diagnostics or regulatory headwinds. If growth slows, the intrinsic value could drop closer to $110. For now, though, the numbers suggest there's upside potential for patient investors. So what's the final verdict on Abbott Laboratories? Honestly, it's a mixed bag. On the positive side, their diversified business model, strong financials, and innovation pipeline, think new devices like Tactiflex, make them a compelling long-term hold. The 2.23% dividend yield and history of payout increases are icing on the cake for income investors. However, the recent revenue miss, stock underperformance, and reliance on the U.S. market are red flags. My take? At $108.77, with an intrinsic value of $125, Abbott looks like a value play for long-term investors willing to weather near-term volatility. If you're a short-term trader, though, I'd wait for a technical bounce or clearer growth signals. What do you think? Drop your thoughts in the comments, smash that like button if this helped, and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Until next time, stay invested and stay curious.